Krishna Book, Canto 17, Vana Asura, Chapter 62, Scene 1, The Character of Vana Asura. The meeting of Aniruddha and Usha, which caused a great fight between Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva, is very mysterious and interesting. Maharaj Parikshit was anxious to hear the whole story from Shukadeva Goswami, who thus narrated it. My dear king, you must have heard the name of King Bali. He was a great devotee who gave away in charity all that he had, namely the whole world, and he gave it to Lord Vamana, the incarnation of Vishnu, who is in the form of a dwarf Brahmana. King Bali had 100 sons, and the eldest of all of them was Vana Asura. This great hero, Vana Asura, born of Maharaj Bali, was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and was always ready to render service unto him. Because of his devotion, Vana Asura achieved a great position in society and was honored in every respect. Actually, Vana Asura was very intelligent and liberal also, and his activities were all praiseworthy. Because he never deviated from his promise and word of honor, Vana Asura was very truthful and fixed in his vow. In those days, Vana Asura was ruling over the city of Shonitapura. And by the grace of Lord Shiva, Vana Asura received 1,000 hands, and he became so powerful that even demigods like King Indra were serving Vana as most obedient servants. Long ago, when Lord Shiva was once dancing in his celebrated fashion called Tandava Nritya, for which Lord Shiva is known as Nataraj, Vana Asura helped Lord Shiva in dancing by rhythmically beating drums with his 1,000 hands. Lord Shiva is also well known as Ashutosha, or one who is very easily pleased. And so Lord Shiva is also very affectionate towards his devotees. Lord Shiva is a great protector for persons who take shelter of him, and he is the master of all living entities in this material world. So once, being pleased with Vana Asura, Lord Shiva said, "Whatever you desire, you can have from me, because I am very much pleased with you." Oh, my dear Lord Shiva, if you so please, you can remain in my city just to protect me from the hands of my enemies. Once upon a time, Vana Asura came to offer his respects to Lord Shiva. By touching the lotus feet of the Lord with his helmet, which was shining like the sun globe, Vana Asura offered his obeisances unto Lord Shiva. And while offering his respectful obeisances, Vana Asura said, "My dear Lord, anyone who has not fulfilled his ambition will be able to do so by taking shelter of your lotus feet, which are just like desire trees, because one can take from them anything one desires. My dear Lord Shiva, you have given me 1,000 arms, but I do not know what to do with them. Please pardon me, but it appears that I cannot use them properly in fighting, for I cannot find anyone competent enough to fight with me except your lordship. Your lordship is the original father of this material world. Sometimes I feel a great tendency to fight with my arms, and I go out to find a suitable warrior. But unfortunately, everyone flees, knowing my extraordinary power. Being baffled at not finding a match, I simply satisfy the itching of my arms by beating them against mountains. And so in this way, I tear many great mountains to pieces. Lord Shiva realized that his benediction had become troublesome for Banasura, and so he addressed him. You rascal, you are very eager to fight, but since you have no one to fight with, you are distressed. Although you think that there is no one in this world to oppose you except me, I therefore say that you will eventually find such a competent person, and at that time, your days will come to an end. Your flag of victory will no longer fly. Then you will see your false prestige smashed to pieces. After hearing the statement of Lord Shiva, Banasura became very much puffed up with his power. He was elated that he would finally meet someone who would be able to smash him to pieces. Banasura then returned home with great pleasure. And Banasura always waited for the day when that suitable fighter would come to cut down his strength. Banasura was such a foolish demon. It appears that foolish demoniac human beings, when unnecessarily overpowered with material opulences and want to exhibit these opulences, such foolish people feel satisfaction when these opulences are exhausted. The idea here is that they do not know how to expend their energy for right causes, being unaware of the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Actually, there are two classes of men. One is Krishna conscious, and the other is non-Krishna conscious. The non-Krishna conscious men are generally devoted to the demigods, whereas the Krishna conscious men are devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna conscious persons utilize everything for the service of Lord Krishna. The non-Krishna conscious persons utilize everything for their own sense gratification. Banasura is a perfect example of such a non-Krishna conscious person, for he was very anxious to utilize for his own satisfaction his extraordinary power to fight. But not finding any combatant, he struck his powerful hands against the mountains, breaking them into pieces. But in contrast to this, Arjuna also possessed extraordinary powers for fighting, but he utilized them only for Krishna. Thus ends Chapter 62, Scene 1, The Character of Banasura. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Ajnana Chimarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Vishe Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.